News, I'm Ben Thomas. Federal agents have now arrested more than 250 people in an immigration crackdown in North Carolina. Donna Warder has a report.
Federal agents started in the state's largest city, Charlotte, where they've been met with protesters.
All these walls have got to go!
And a crowd on Tuesday confronted agents when resident Miriam Guzzardi says some 10 vehicles followed one man, a U.S. citizen, took him to the ground and pointed several rifles at him.
I don't understand how people can live right now and wake up in the morning. I don't actually go to sleep at night right now.
Now the crackdown has expanded to around the state capital of Raleigh. And in one immigrant-heavy suburb, restaurants have closed. Many people are staying home. Raleigh Mayor Jeanette Cowell says there have been confirmed sightings of Border Patrol officers in the Raleigh area and nearby Durham County. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump is again expressing support for skilled immigrants training U.S. workers in high-tech factories. At the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum today, Trump said he's trying to explain the need to his MACA supporters.
They're unbelievable patriots, but they just don't understand. Our people have to be taught. This is something they've never done. And we're not going to be successful if we don't allow people that invest billions of dollars in plant and equipment to bring a lot of their people from their country to get that plant open, operating, and working. I'm sorry.
The U.S. trade deficit fell nearly 24% in August as the president's tariffs pushed imports lower. Another erratic day for stocks as traders waited for NVIDIA's latest quarterly report, but the main indexes did close higher. The S&P added 0.4%, the Nasdaq 0.6%. The Dow gained 47 points, just 0.1%. NVIDIA's sales did surpass the high expectations, and its stock has jumped more than 5% in after-hours trading. This is AP News. The death of a young NFL player putting a focus on mental health.
There's just so much work still to be done.
Retired three-time Super Bowl champion turned NFL broadcaster Devin McCourty tells the Associated Press following the death by apparent suicide of young Cowboys player Marshawn Neyland.
I think it's hard to just pinpoint the NFL or other professionals. Like, are we doing enough as a society?
The 24-year-old Neyland was found dead on November 6th.
That was devastating, hearing that news.
McCourty is involved with the Pro Athlete Community, an organization that provides a support system for former athletes.
It's hard, man. Young people are going through different things, and, you know, now me on the other end, a lot of former players struggle and deal with mental health. So I think one of the biggest things we try to all do is just check in on each other.
The National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline hotline and text number is 988 Geffen Coolbaugh, Boston.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.